The July jobs report lands Friday. Here is what the numbers mean for your paycheck. The government releases the July jobs report Friday morning, and economists expect the economy added fewer jobs than usual while unemployment ticked up slightly. Here is what those two numbers actually measure, and why a cooling job market changes your leverage at work before it ever reaches the headlines. The simple version. On Friday morning, the Bureau of Labor Statistics releases the July jobs report. Two numbers get the attention: how many jobs the economy added and the unemployment rate. Economists expect a cooler month than last year and a small uptick in unemployment. The report is a scoreboard for the whole economy, but the part that matters for you is quieter. When hiring slows, your ability to negotiate slows with it, and that shows up in your own pay long before it should. The numbers. The Bureau of Labor Statistics releases the July employment situation on Friday, August 7, 2026, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, its standard first Friday slot, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics release schedule. Economists surveyed expect a modest gain in July, up from the 57,000 jobs added in June, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, total non-farm payrolls. Forecasters generally expect the unemployment rate to hold near its June level or tick up slightly from 4.2%, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Average hourly earnings, the wage growth number, is the third figure worth watching. It rose 3.5% over the 12 months through June, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, average hourly earnings of all private employees. Job openings stood at 7.4 million in June, the latest JOLTS reading, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, job openings and labor turnover survey. What the jobs report actually measures. The report is really two surveys. One asks employers how many people are on their payrolls, which produces the jobs added number. The other asks households whether people are working or looking for work, which produces the unemployment rate. They measure different things and can point in different directions in any single month, which is why a report can look strong on one line and soft on another. The jobs added number is a count of net new positions. The unemployment rate is a percentage of people who want work and cannot find it. A rate that ticks up is not automatically bad news. It can rise because more people started looking, which is a sign of confidence, not weakness. The direction over several months tells you more than any single print. Why a cooling job market reaches you first. A slower hiring market works its way to an ordinary worker through a chain. Fewer openings mean employers feel less pressure to compete for people. Less competition means smaller raises and less room to negotiate. And a longer average job search means leaving a job carries more risk than it did when postings were everywhere. None of that is in the Friday headline, but all of it follows from it. The real cost lends on your bargaining position. A raise is not a one-time bump, which is why timing it matters. Take a hypothetical worker earning $50,000. A 3% raise is $1,500 this year, but it is also a higher base for every future raise, and a larger amount flowing into any retirement match calculated as a percentage of pay. Skip the ask in a year when you still had the leverage, and the cost is not 1 year of $1,500. It is that. Friday's number is a scoreboard for the economy. Your own leverage is the game, and a cooling market is the signal to lock in what you can while you still can. What this means? Read Friday's report as direction, not as your personal situation. A single month is noisy, and consensus forecasts are wrong often. But if the trend is a cooling market, the practical takeaway is timing. The moment to ask for the raise or to move for the better offer is while the leverage is still there, not after it has drained away. What this is not? This is not a prediction of Friday's number or of the economy. This is not advice about your job, your career, or whether to ask for a raise, which depends on facts this article cannot see. This is not a buy, sell, or hold signal on any security. This is not an endorsement or criticism of any policy, official, or administration. The consensus figures above are forecasts. They are frequently wrong, and the actual report may differ from them in either direction. Sources: U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Employment Situation, https://www.bls.gov/newsrelease/mctnr0.htm. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Employment Situation Release Schedule, https /www.bls.gov/schedule/news/release/empsithtm. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. https://www.bls.gov/jlt/.